And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today we're going to be talking about small towns in TV shows. And I just want to shout out to everybody listening. I really do appreciate everybody that's listening either on iHeartRadio or Apple Podcast, Anchor, Spotify, you know, whichever service or platform, even the YouTube channel. I really do appreciate all of the views and the likes and everything like that, and really supporting this ministry. I also want to throw a out to faithcast.com. Make sure you go there to discover other great Christian podcasts like this one to help keep you in the faith. Right now I'm under entertainment, mainly I think because I'm entertaining, I hope. But so far we have two people in that, myself and another group in that. So check it out and just hear some good podcasts. So let's go ahead. Let's dive right into small town in TV shows. So first of all, when we look at TV shows, we've got a lot of different ones to look at. There's a lot of them out there that go with bigger cities. You know, you got your Chicago FD, you've got Friends, you've had different shows, Mary Tyler Moore, you know, for the older generation, stuff like that. A lot of big city shows, because, you know, like Hawaii Five-0 was also another huge, you know, city set in, you know, Hawaii. You had Dragnet in L.A. So there was a lot of representation of big cities in the TV shows, not just in films. And it's very rare that you see a lot of small towns. You know, in the past, you had like Mayberry, so you had you know, Andy Griffith. You also had like Petticoat Junction. So you got some of the older shows like that that had a lot of small town feel to it. And then newer shows, you know, we had like Smallville, basically Smallville. It's pretty self-explanatory there. You also had Riverdale, which is fairly new, based off of the Archie comics. And then you have Springville for the Simpsons, smaller town, not Springfield, like, you know, what you're thinking for Illinois. And then once again, you know, you had Smallville. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to look at two different parts. So the first part here, we're going to talk about some of the older shows and what that actually showed. And then after the break, we'll come back and we'll talk about the newer shows. So right off the bat, the older shows, these are going to be ones either in black and white, or they're going to just be the older shows from, you know, the 80s or so. I hate to age myself because that didn't seem like the 80s was that far ago, but, you know, 80s and 90s was a little far back there now. So when we look at it, obviously the one that stands out the most is going to be the Andy Griffith Show. That is straight small town charm, feel, everything about it. I think that's where a lot of people got their staple into the small town, what it's supposed to look like and how is it supposed to feel and what they're striving for. And that's where, you know, the Hallmark shows also try and spin that in there too. And that's the feel that they're going for, is that Andy Griffith. You know your neighbors. Someone breaks down, you know, in front of your house with their car, you already know where they live, and most of the time you help them out. You give them a ride, or you do a bunch of other stuff for them. You have some, you know, basically the kids could run around the streets without too much worry. There wasn't anybody getting into too much trouble except for breaking some lampposts every once in a while or doing some crazy stuff, but nothing like what we see today with rioting and anything like that. So it's a much more smaller feel. Everybody knows everybody, and that's kind of the feel that the small town, that's what started the whole feeling of it. And so you look at like Petticoat Junction, which basically had like two or three stores in it along the railroad. You know, that's very, very small. Everybody knew everybody. And once again, a lot of these tied in to get into other shows. So, you know, you'd see it on you know, Mayberry, and then you'd go over to Petticoat Junction, which would have been like right down the road, apparently. You'd also see some other shows mix into them. So, you know, Danny Thomas's show led into the Andy with Mayberry. So you get all these tie-ins with different shows. But anyway, it's interesting to see that the faith that was shown on like the Mayberry or even Petticoat Junction, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you don't realize when you first watch it, that it's got some faith-based guidelines in it. You know, help your neighbor. You know, there's a lot of times where, you know, Otis, the town drunk, just walked himself in. I mean, he didn't hurt anybody. And everybody kind of helped him out, knew who he was, felt bad for him, you know, tried to help him as best they could. You know, and that's kind of where a very church-based, biblical-based came from. And then one of the other shows from back then was Little House on the Prairie, very strongly biblical. You know, Michael Landon was very influential in it. He was the co-creator of it. And he himself was very heavy into the evangelical and Baptist and stuff like that, movement with that. So a lot of the shows had that natural church feel anyway, which was, you know, Little House on the Prairie, very small town. Watch the show, there's one street going one way, one street going the other, and that's it. I mean, it was a cross T, whatever you want to call it, but very, very few buildings. So, you know, there again, you've got that. Everybody knows everybody. Someone's always trying to help. Even the ones that, you know, were causing the trouble ended up getting help, no matter what. You know, everyone did the right thing. And that's where that older feel got into. And it was very cut and dry, very cookie cutter. This is how we're going to create a small town. This is how the episode's going to go. Every episode's going to end with, you know, the good is always going to triumph over the bad, for the most part. You know, occasionally they do a two-parter, but for the most part, each episode ended with someone overcoming something, you know, with the help of others. In a Little House on the Prairie, which ran for an hour, that ended up being, you know, from family or the church or from, you know, something like that, helping and pushing them over and helping them with that. So I think with the older shows, that really set the foundation. We really got to understand that what was built on the newer shows that are based off of small towns. And even some of the people that created the small towns, even back then, what they used. And so I think, you know, we've got to pay homage to, you know, the Andy Taylor, Andy Griffith Show, Little House on the Prairie. Even if you want to go all the way with Highway to Heaven. I mean, once again, that was a Michael Landon show. Very high. It had, you know, angels in it. He was always trying to do good, trying to, you know, help all these people out. Not always correct with some of the biblical teachings that they were going with, but it was a very sugar-coated to get people into the door. And I think that's where they were really trying to use that, was here's what church kind of looks like, but you need to really experience it for yourselves. So that's kind of where TV started from. Now, obviously, there were some shows earlier on, radio shows. There was TV shows that were also from small towns. I just picked a few of them that I'm familiar with, that I've watched, that I could kind of do an analysis on. And I think for that, you know, we may end up doing a, you know, whole show on just individual shows. We could do that. You know, we'll kind of see where this goes. But as far as right now, that's kind of where the old shows started. And then that's the foundation for the new shows. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the newer shows that are on that have that small town feel. Now, the problem that you see with a lot of these shows, though, is that the biblical viewpoints are not shown. They show small town and they show a lot of coming together. But there's very, very, very few shows out there now that show that kind of help your neighbor type of feel, the this is why I want to get to a small town, or how to get that into my location. So after the break, we'll be right back and we'll be talking about the newer shows. And we are back with Small Town with Matt Gaff. Once again, I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and we are talking about TV shows and what that kind of looks like with small town. Earlier we were talking about the older shows, how they were based a lot on church principles and just helping their neighbor and everything like that. So right now we're going to go into the newer shows. And this is where I have a really tough time trying to find shows that have that really good small town feel that's wholesome to try to emulate into the bigger cities. Because quite frankly, we know how the small town works. Everybody knows everyone. Everyone feels comfortable. Everybody helps each other. And that's possible in the big cities when you get out of your house and you actually meet people, you experience your town, you help grow it and everything like that. So there's a lot of that with the newer shows, but they don't necessarily go into great detail as to some other aspects that small town helps, that wholesome, God-fearing portion of it. So what we're going to do is talk a little bit about like Smallville. Now I know that's not on anymore. It's a little bit older show, but it is definitely newer than, let's say, Little House on the Prairie. Okay. So, but it's based off of a superhero, obviously. So if you haven't known, Smallville is based off of Superman. That's when he was young. So, which is a really good, show to look at because it does show, helping others sacrifice, but it's also based off of a superhero from an alien. So there's some similarities with Christ, and that's probably something I'll get into maybe as a side project, because I enjoy comics, so I like to take characters, kind of break them down, see where they got them from. Superman, obviously, if for some people see that as almost Christ-like, mainly because of the origins and everything else. But anyway, I digress. Smallville, very good small town. There's festivals, there's people getting to know each other, there's people helping people, but there's not a large church presence. In fact, you don't really see too many churches at all. And that's sad because, quite frankly, in the movies themselves, they did show some church scenes and stuff like that. So you know that they in the past that he would have in the movies in the show, they just kind of, skipped it. Some of the other shows, Riverdale, which is based off of an Archie comics, no church presence whatsoever, but small town. Riverdale was a very small town in the comics. Here, that's kind of a little bit bigger, but it's still a smallish town. So, we've got some of that. And then if you want to think about the Springfield, which is the Simpsons, very small town, but once again, it's cartoon. And the Simpsons basically just blow the whole, this is what a small town is. Now, granted, a lot of that is the humor that they use is good. In some aspects, because it over-exaggerates some of the problems that we have in small town, like everybody knows everybody, and it's hard to get away with things. But I think if you really want to look at it, Smallville is probably the better choice if you want to look at it. Now, Hallmark has a TV show called Wind Calls the Heart. Now, that's based out of Canada. That has a lot of church presence in it. But once again, it's one of the very, very few that has some good, wholesome messages about how to help neighbors and stuff like that. There's lots of episodes where they've come together as a town to try to help someone with their house or help because someone lost a husband or something like that. If you're not familiar, it's a coal mine city, so there's always that threat of the miners, dying or. It's based in, it's like based in the early 1900s, so there's not a whole lot of industrialization there, so it's very old school, like Little House on the Prairie style, just a modern twist. And I think that's a really good show, because it does show, helping each other, getting used to the community, going out there and actually seeking help. Smallville does a very good job of it because they try to base Superman or Clark Kent as this wholesome, just wants to help. He's above all this pettiness because he's got all these powers that kind of protect him, so he's able to understand and go above and beyond what everyone else can because he can't get hurt. It's not like you're going to be able to stab him with a knife or something. So he can go into these dangerous places and help these people realize that they have potential and everything like that. And it's good, but it's unrealistic as far as with major cities. once again, I think when you look at these shows, it gives you a really good chance of looking at how the modern cities have gotten a little, let's not say a little, they've gotten worse than what they were when Andy Griffith was on. Now, granted, we could look at crime rates and everything like that. And obviously back then when they were filming it, you know, crime wasn't nearly as big as it is now. But our population wasn't as high. There's a lot of analytics that go with that. But the culture shock change has happened because of some breakdowns in families and stuff like that. So back then, you know, families stayed together a lot longer. Now we don't really have that, which is probably going to be another show, is the breakdown of the family in small town and big towns. But everything is so woven together, which is like a small town or like a TV show. There's so many different variations of the shows. There's always something new or some, well, because you, this character did this at one point, now, you know, later on, this decision now is based off of that, you know. And it's the same thing with movies, it's just in a shorter amount of time. TV shows, you have seasons and seasons to see these decisions finally, you know, come to pass. And so I think nowadays with so many more changes with everything going on, the TV shows are now basically, you know, a mere copy of what we're seeing sometimes out there. Now we're not seeing, you know, people flying and doing stuff like that, obviously, but you know, we see those people struggling, trying to get to be a small town, you know, feel, trying to be a big community, and we see that. And there's struggles that we see, and that's nice because we know that helps. You know, normally the devil does not, if it's something that's not what Christ wants, it's going to go through pretty easily, you know. But if it's something that's going to forward the message, that's when the devil comes out. That's when the pressure really starts. So you know it, you're doing the right thing most times, is if it gets hard and it gets difficult and you get a lot of pushback from people that normally don't have pushback. So if it's biblically based, then you have, you know, you get that pushback, then you know you're probably on the right track, generally speaking. So I think with that, I think what we need to really do is with these TV shows, you know, the past is always nice. You always want to look at the past because it gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling, but you can't be stuck in the past. And so those TV shows are nice. They are a nice blueprint of a simpler time, which we can still use for the majority of it. But we have to look at what we're doing now, what's out there in the world now, and how can we adjust, fire, and correct that, and hopefully, you know, build, not break down. And that's what we really need to look at. So let's look at a couple Bible verses that I found. First one is Hebrews 5:9. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. So once again, you know, we're wanting to look at this and we want to make sure that we obey him. And with that, you know, help our fellow man. There's a lot of, you know, love thy neighbor. And that's how we can become, we can obey him. Job 36:4. For truly my words are not false. One who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Meaning, you know, Christ is perfect in knowledge. Deuteronomy 32:4. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. And God is perfect. We can all try, but without Christ, we will all fall short. So all of our goals, you know, we can try and have as many good goals as we can to try to make our town the best it can. But if we don't have it centered around Christ, it's just not going to happen. You're not going to see the outcome that you really hope for. So that will wrap it up for this week. If you want more details, you know, just let me know. Shoot me on Facebook, Instagram. Once again, I'm all over on all of the social medias and stuff like that. Check me out on, you know, Apple Podcast and Anchor, YouTube. If you don't want to listen to the ad that I have, just look on YouTube for me, Small Town with Matt Gaff. Once again, if you want to email me, you can do that at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. And check me out on faithcast.com. Entertainment. So hopefully you're getting entertainment. And We'll kind of see what next week goes. We'll kind of see where all this heads to, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday at 8 a.m.